USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been arrested days after the death of George Floyd, which has sparked protest and unrest in the city. Here's Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been charged by the Hennepin County Attorney's Office with murder and with manslaughter. He has been charged with third-degree murder. We are in the process of continuing to review the evidence. There may be subsequent charges later.
John Harrington, the commissioner for the Minnesota Department of Public Safety, said the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension has taken Chauvin into custody. Floyd was seen on a disturbing video begging for air as Chauvin pressed his knee into his neck until he died. The FBI is also investigating whether civil rights charges are appropriate. Stay updated with everything going on around the world at USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Senator Bob Casey, the Democrat from Pennsylvania, said he's tested positive for coronavirus antibodies after experiencing a fever and some mild flu-like symptoms earlier in the spring, adding that he would be donating plasma to help others fight the virus. The senator said in a statement that after consulting with his doctor, he self-quarantined at his home in Scranton for 2 weeks and did not seek medical care because the symptoms were mild and manageable. The statement comes a day after Senator Tim Kaine, the Democrat from Virginia, said he and his wife, Annie Holton, also recently tested positive for COVID-19. Despite acknowledging there is still substantial spread of COVID-19 in the state, Governor Kim Reynolds continues to push Iowa toward reopening the economy. Bars and distilleries were given the go-ahead to reopen this week, and casinos, amusement parks, and sporting events can all resume on Monday. Reynolds also said businesses are not required to report positive cases if they don't want to. Thanks for spending your time with us. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says there will be no pressure in launching SpaceX's first astronaut crew from American soil in nearly a decade.
There will be no pressure. We will launch when we are ready. And I'll tell you, the president and the vice president were proud of the NASA team and the SpaceX team for making the right call for the right reasons.
The flight was scrubbed on Wednesday due to bad weather caused by a tropical storm off the coast. It looks like the Republican National Convention is working on a plan to stay in North Carolina. As USA Radio Network's John Hunt explains,
top officials from the Republican National Committee and the Republican National Convention sent a letter saying that the presidential convention will remain in Charlotte, North Carolina. This comes as President Donald Trump in recent days has threatened to move the convention elsewhere unless Democratic Governor Roy Cooper loosens some of his COVID-19 restrictions. Rona McDaniels, the RNC chairwoman, and Marcy Lee Kelly, the president of the Republican National Convention, have asked the Democratic governor to sign off on safety protocols, including pre-travel health surveys and thermal scans of all mandatory attendees. They're also requesting an aggressive sanitizing protocol for all public areas. President Trump has stated he wants to view all proposals by next week to make a decision. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Please remember you can follow us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.